This is Morning Edition on 89.1 FM, WGLT and WGLT.org. Bloomington native Candace Bird says racism in Bloomington Normal can be subtle, which can be unsettling. The YWCA McLean County case manager and mother of three spoke with WGLT for the series Living Black in Bloomington Normal. She remembers a number of incidents from childhood through work situations as an adult where she found herself singled out. Was it because she's black? Bird says that uncertainty is part of what makes racism so insidious.
I am always self-conscious, and I fear being labeled the angry black woman stereotype, the confrontational stereotype. So when these things happen to me, there's probably 1,000 other situations that could have also added up to that from the outside looking in, but I would never label it that because I would already first think what you just asked me. Maybe I'm just playing the race card. Is it true or not? I can't really say. Personally, I feel like unless I can really ask a person their intentions, it's hard for me in good faith to stand on it and be like, yeah, that's actually what it was. But as I'm learning, I'm not always the problem. The things that come out of your mouth can't be true. That's another way to demean you and take power from you. So you won't speak up again when something is worth saying. So I kind of weigh out the middle ground, and that's the reason why those specific incidents stand out to me.
I'm hearing something really interesting. You say by, I don't know if it's by nature or you just picked up subtly early on, that you didn't want to be a stereotype.
Mm-hmm.
What does that do to you internally to have to go, wait a minute, I don't want to be a stereotype. How do I want to react to this? As opposed to someone who just, okay, take a deep breath. You don't want to be angry. You say, take a deep breath. I don't want to be the angry black woman. It's subtle, but there is a difference.
It's like a burden. If you take half of the normal things that adults stress about day to day and add on like another 100 pounds, that's the best way I can verbalize it. Because like you said, not only when I'm in public do I have to think about my personal interactions with people and how they'll perceive me, but also when you, like a person with anxiety, like, is this person gonna like me? But then on top of that, I have to add, does this person not like my skin color? And if they don't, are they going to react to me negatively? Are they going to put me in a position to feel uncomfortable? And I don't know why. And I won't know why because it's never outwardly said. So I have to do life plus, like life plus race, life plus institutional, you know, setbacks, and life plus systematic setbacks.
That sounds weary.
And but say to teach your children how to, you know, navigate through that.
I'm going to switch some gears here. 2014, Michael Brown was killed. Tamir Rice, Trayvon Martin, Sandra Bland, Eric Garner, all of these names were happening nationally. The protests were there, and a few people thought we're going to have that conversation. Mm-hmm. It did for a short time, and then it just kind of went away. Why is it different now than 6 years ago?
It started out like I feel like some of the businesses is just crumbs. Let's just tell them that we're with them. Tell them that we understand. Not do anything. No action. And then as more places get called for boycott, now that we have social media, oh, we don't go to this store anymore. We don't go to that store anymore. You know, as more people of color start taking their money away from businesses and stop demanding that we boycott businesses, the money is hit. And they're saying, oh, no, let's donate to somewhere now. So they know that we really mean, you know, we're really putting our foot where our mouth is. There's been forms like this, but each time it got serious and the money was hit, what happened? The civil rights movement after the riot. Don't quote me on dates in history, but there are facts. If you do look it up, there was the Selma March and then something, a big situation happened, and then they had like a riot down south, and then that's when the civil rights movement began, and they actually signed the civil rights action. There's two other riots that happened. with like a big change right after it. And each time, if you follow history, whenever the money is hit, not necessarily even property, but anytime the city says they can't afford it, that's when somebody enacts a new law to like appease us, I feel. And I think this time they're not just going to take a crumb. We are not, because I'm not, you know, I'm not going to be happy about it until I don't have to have the conversation with my kids.
Candace Bird is a case manager at the YWCA McLean County. She talked with WGLT for our series, Living Black in Bloomington Normal. Find all the interviews and stories from the series at WGLT.org.